This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
Hello and welcome on the Belgian Eye. Shall we talk about Brexit? Well, to be honest, it's the talk of the town in this country and probably in our neighboring countries as well. Yes, Britain is still a neighboring country. The Brexit won't change that. And I presume it's also talk of the town over there. Understatement. But let me first start with something that has nothing to do with it. A small article on the regional pages of the Belgian newspaper Het Nieuwsblad. Rechter wenst doodrijder een goede vakantie. Judge wishes traffic murderer happy holidays. Someone who commits vehicular manslaughter. A killer on the road. And the judge lets him go wishing him happy holidays? Yes, it happened here in this country. How is that possible? Unbelievable, outrageous, a scandal. You should read it by that paper. Okay, judge wishes traffic murderer happy holidays. What was the story? Well, it was about a man, not convicted yet, so they could have used the words alleged or accused, but no. The man, a car driver, had an accident with a motorbike. The driver was turning right in the street, the bike was passing the traffic jam on the sidewalk, so the driver didn't see him coming. Biker died in the accident and now the car driver has to stand trial. I give this article because it's once again a splendid example of the media spreading slogans which serve more the selling of the medium than the spreading of the truth. And this spreading copies is prior to spreading news is what caused the Brexit, in my opinion, and it's also what's making the Brexit much more difficult and much more dangerous than ever. Let's put some things straight in the Brexit story, things that haven't been told too much lately. First of all, there is no Brexit. There is no Brexit done. It hasn't even been planned. There was only a referendum, and it was only an advisory referendum, which means that elected politicians now have to act, that their parliament has to follow it or not, and that this eventually might lead to early elections, after which it are again the politicians that have to decide. The Brexit referendum gave major information but was no decision, and the Brexit itself has not been done yet. Britain is still in the EU. In the same way, I could talk about all changes that might be caused by the Brexit. I don't know any, but one. The Britons will no longer have to decide on the future of Europe, and Nigel Farage won't no longer be in the European Parliament. All the rest is now to decide. Do Britons wish to travel free in Europe? To Spain on holiday, or why not to Belgium? It will mean that Europe, Belgians, Poles, Greeks, Romanians, and even the Dutch, will have to travel free to Britain as well. And what about trade? Will we close our frontiers? Well, we didn't for Norway, the US or Switzerland, so again, I'm sure that some things might change, but hey, that's the future. We all will change. Europe needs to improve things, just like Belgium needs to, and just like the whole world needs to. Isn't that why we choose politicians? So, there's no Brexit, and no stupidities have been done yet. Except for the referendum. One might call it a stupidity because, like so many things, it isn't a simple black or white story. It's no simple in or out. It's not a sensation story on which you need to gather voters, readers, listeners, or viewers. Let's put our greed for sensation a little bit more aside and let's cheer a bit more for the good people trying to do a good job. The politician in working on a better country or the judge in showing some empathy. Think about it next time you watch your TV or tablet and have a nice day.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.